Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Karen Cataline happily and very pleased to be filling in for Daniel Brigman here on the Power Hour. Welcome back and thank you for continuing to stay with us. Extraordinary times that we are living in, and it is truly a privilege to exercise our First Amendment rights on the radio waves and speaking the truth as we see it. And there's a reason that the left isn't very good at talk radio. They don't like dissent. See, we like dissent. We like discussing issues, arguing them out, because there's a fundamental sense that nobody has a monopoly on the truth, but there are some that are more honest than others. We have a terrific guest I want to tell you about in just a moment. If you'd like to join me, follow me, anything like that, just go to my website, KarenCataline.com. Karen spelled the normal way. Cataline spelled K-A-T-A-L-I-N-E. I've been writing a lot about voter fraud and about this coronavirus. And as I was speaking with our next guest off the air, all of these things are related. It is getting more and more difficult, I hope, for people not to see that all of this is being imposed upon us against our will by the same usual suspects. Again and again and again, always the same usual suspects. So, with that said, I am pleased to welcome to the program on the Power Hour Cheryl Chumley, who has a fascinating background. She's an author, commentary writer, and an online opinion editor for the Washington Times. Very important. Some people are worried about the Washington Examiner these days, but this is the Washington Times. Cheryl is also a licensed private investigator. Can't wait to talk to her about that. And principal of Chumley Investigations. You can visit her at CherylChumley.com. And get her book, which is called Socialists Don't Sleep, Christians Must Rise or America Will Fall. Truer words have never been spoken, and all people of faith. Welcome to the Power Hour, Cheryl Chumley.
Karen, it's so great to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. I really enjoyed talking to you on another program that I did because let's just get started right away. It used to be that, when people said that there are people in the country and the world who are trying to impose a one world socialist communist government on all of us, and you should have heard the last half hour because we brought in also the technocracy, which is basically going to just make us all slaves of technology. I mean, all of that used to be more radical and more preposterous than a Tom Clancy novel. And here we are. Suddenly people are being honest about what they really intend. Tell us a little bit about this book you wrote. And you are exactly right. Socialists never sleep, and they're not going to be sleeping during Thanksgiving either.
No, they aren't. And yet they want us all to stay home and stay away from family and just forget that we even have holidays in this country. Socialists don't sleep. I wrote this book because almost 20 years ago, under President George Bush, there was a piece of legislation that he pressed forward with the help of the Democrats and signed into law called the American Dream Down Payment Act. And what it was a measure that encouraged home ownership by minorities by giving them tax dollars. And I remember when he signed that, I was thinking to myself, how is that not socialism? And from that moment on, up until, the last few months when I wrote this book, I've been really laser focused on all the things in this country that are really socialist. And maybe they're not socialist with a capital S, but they're socialist with a small s. They're socialist minded. They're socialist intended and so forth. And it's these seeds of socialism that creep into our politics and culture, largely unaware, that I think, because when you have an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in office, a card-carrying socialist, first off, she didn't come up overnight. But second off...
Okay, we're having a little trouble hearing you. Can you go near a window? That's always my suggestion if we're having a little trouble hearing you. Go near the nearest window and hopefully we'll get a better connection. We want to hear every word you're saying.
Is it good now? Do you have a good connection? Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Keep talking.
As I was saying, the seeds of socialism are the biggest things that we need to pay attention to, because an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez didn't spring up overnight, but when she's in office, she's also serving as an actual face of the enemy. But it's all these sneaky things that bring her into office that we need to learn to identify so we can fight before the big S socialists, the Alexandria Ocasio-Cortezes of the world, actually get into office. And that's why I wrote this book, to help people understand the socialism that has been in play in America for years, even decades, and once we kind of retrain our minds to call it out for what it is, then we're equipped to fight it, no matter who's in office.
Couldn't agree more. We're going to do something we don't usually do, which is usually I talk and I have at the guest, usually in a positive, friendly sort of way, and then we take calls. But since I love taking calls on talk radio, caller-driven talk radio is the best, we're going to go ahead and take a call. Do you mind taking a call from one of our listeners?
Love it.
Great. Cheryl Chumley on with me here on the Power Hour. And we're going to go ahead and take the call of Pat in Texas. Welcome to the Power Hour. You're with Cheryl and Karen. Welcome.
Thank you. My stepfather told me in 1955 that they told him he would no longer teach what communism was in the Navy. So it's been here a long time. Excuse me, but what I wanted to say to you was that greed is a problem. And, Trump is the heir to the Tesla stuff. You know that?
No.
Possible free
Trump,
energy.
Did you say? Trump?
Trump is heir to the Tesla patents. His uncle.
Donald
free
Trump?
Energy.
Have you?
Yeah.
Are you saying Donald Trump? Have you heard this? Cheryl?
I heard it and I looked it up. Yeah.
No, Cheryl, get Cheryl's thought. I have not heard that at all.
Most people have it.
Well,
what I noticed, let me give you time to look. What I noticed about Biden on his first debate toward the end, he said it twice to make sure that we got the message.
What did he say?
The message was, he said, I am going to take care of weatherization. That was a clue word to me, because what they intend to do. Pardon?
Wow. Thank you. Go ahead. Did you have any other question for Cheryl before we have to let you go? Pat? Pat, are you there? Okay, I guess we lost Pat. Are we online? Cheryl, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
And actually, I think Pat made a good point about greed. She just kind of slipped that in there.
Yes.
She said greed was a big problem as well. And, you know, that just kind of goes to the heart of where America goes astray. Founding fathers knew that we needed a moral people, right? We needed people who were moral and virtuous, guided by a heavenly creator and the principles to keep us straight and narrow. And that's the only way we could maintain our democratic republic. That's the only way we could have a limited government. So I have to say, I agree with that idea about greed. No matter who's doing it, whether it's Republicans or Democrats, greed is a big downfall for this nation.
And if I may say, enlightened self-interest is not greed. I guess I've been mentioning my mental health background here, in the sense that when we talk about greed in many respects, we talk about also a level of narcissism that has no restrictions or constraints, that a person
right.
believes that not only are they God in their own universe, but they want to be God in yours too. And to me, that goes beyond greed into a level of grandiosity, a level of narcissism that is so deadly dangerous for liberty. All the tyrants of the world thought that they had the right, the ability, and the moral turpitude, whatever, to control the lives and decisions of other people. And that's what scares me most, are the tyrants of the world, because they have been responsible for the greatest genocide that there has ever been. So I know we're in the macro. Maybe we should drill down to the micro and bring in this conversation. One of the things that I love that you wrote about was about how coronavirus is being used to rob us of our most precious freedoms, and it scares the life out of me that so many Americans are not getting this. They don't understand that these are freedoms that no elected official, no health department has a right to take away from us. I mean, maybe if it was the bubonic plague, but it's not.
Yeah, I've been writing about this since the beginning of the coronavirus, back when even the pundits and hosts on Fox News were running their fear-mongering case count numbers in the bottom of their screen and talking about, in agreement with the far left, the need to stay home and stay out of business and close schools and don't go to church. But this is an egregious situation that we're facing in America, because too many people are running away from their rights based on fears. And once government takes an individual right, which come from God, by the way, they're not supposed to be dispersed by government at government's will. But once government takes that right, when do they give it back? When do you ever see government take a power and then return it to the people? Exactly. And that's the problem we're facing.
It's like a toll road. The toll road never goes away. And you don't ask a tyrant to get back. You don't ask permission of a tyrant to get back your freedom. You never give it over. You must never, ever, ever give your freedom over, because you will not get it back. You won't.
Yeah, and just the idea of being put in a position where you have to ask the government for permission to go to church or to go to work, you know, please, pretty please, may I please go to work today? That's an affront to freedom. It's just, it's ridiculous, and yet this is the situation we face right now.
Exactly, Cheryl. And look at what their targets are, okay? I mean, this is the way I understand things sometimes. I'm not a lawyer, thank God. I'm not a scientist or a technocrat, thank God. But when I look at the things that they target that seem, that are so arbitrary, they target small business, because small business is the symbol of independence and freedom. They target rural areas because they know how to take care of themselves. They target straight men, because straight men take care of their families and they believe in self-defense and self-sufficiency. They target religion because religion holds that there's something more important than government, and it's God. So everything that has made this country strong, prosperous, and free is what is under attack right now. And I say this with a bridge to maybe talk a little bit about, this is what I wanted to get to, and I'm so glad that you're open to it. You're one of the, now people are finally starting to talk about civil disobedience. If people have not watched the movie Gandhi, which, by the way, the left used to love, they used to love Gandhi, now they hate him. It's a political treatise on nonviolent civil disobedience. So talk about that a little bit, and how can everyday people finally stand up and say, I will not comply, and organize other people to realize that there's way more of us than there are of them?
Exactly. And, you know, while you were listing off those things that are being targeted too, what they all have in common is that these are things of the spirit. What they're targeting, the medical bureaucrats and the leftists and the globalists and the Democrats, they're targeting things of the spirit. They're targeting the very foundations of America's society and government, and things of biblical. So that kind of opens the doors for the idea that, remember, this in the end is always a battle with the principalities. But in terms of what we can do from a freedom fighting perspective, civil disobedience is our friend here, and it's the only way. And as Founding Fathers penned in the Declaration of Independence, it's not just a right of citizens to rebel against an overburdensome government. It's a responsibility. So let's remember that. If we see America going down a path that is wrong and away from freedom, it's our responsibility as good citizens to fight that. And, you know, the left is really good about rallying, about using social media and media in general to call for protests and rallies and campaigns. Well, we can do that just as easily. It's not hard to find people who are suffering under this coronavirus and to stand outside a state capitol and petition loudly for address of these grievances. You know, I was just reading a headline that the New Jersey governor, Phil Murphy, was just scolded and mocked by people in the street when they saw him eating at a restaurant without a mask on. And they stood outside the restaurant and started chanting loudly, "Where's your mask, governor?" Which, you know, may or may not be something that you could do, feel comfortable doing. But that's what the left does. That's what the left did from day one with the Trump administration.
I want to be careful because sometimes we validate something that's a lie in order to show hypocrisy. If you don't,
yeah,
if you know
right.
what I mean. So on the one hand, we can say, "Where's your mask?" But that doesn't mean we think masks are good. Last time I had you on another show, I read this to you. It's something I read a lot because the minute I saw the masks, I knew it was a psyop. I knew that this entire coronavirus narrative is being used as a means to enact, and Trudeau in Canada even admitted it. They're that dumb that they admitted that this is a vehicle for them to enact their worldwide control on people against their will. Here it is. 2,300 years ago, long before Islam, Arabs discovered that forcing people to cover their nose and mouths broke their will and individuality and depersonalized them. It made them submissive. That's why they imposed on every woman the mandatory use of fabric over the face. The mask is the beginning of deleting individuality. That's what we are facing. That means do not wear a mask. Don't bully people who choose to, but rip that damn thing off your face. If you know it's a fraud, then don't wear it. Don't do it. Just don't do it. Your thoughts?
Oh, I agree with that completely. I penned a commentary way back that the face masks were a civil liberties violation, and for that, I was just completely vilified by, you know, not just the left, but people on the right who are fearful of this coronavirus. But, you know, the mask is a symbol of being a good sheep. And just as an example, I have a quick story to tell about my 14-year-old daughter. She went into the orthodontist's office, and she didn't have a mask on, even though all over the office are plastered signs saying you must wear a mask. And the woman at the desk told her to put a mask on, and my daughter said no, because she doesn't believe in them either. And so what finally came about is the woman made her hold a mask up in front of her face, 4 to 5 inches away from her face, and walked down the hallway to the chair, just so it could virtue signal that she was holding up a mask. I mean, that's how ridiculous this has become. This really happened just a month ago, and this is where the virtue signaling is.
Why? And they know the social pressure I mean, look at the diabolical tactics they use. They use the pressure of government licensure to shut down businesses, to threaten businesses all over that if you don't do as we say, we'll shut you down. That's why libertarians who have limitations, that's for sure, never were for government licensure of businesses. That means they get their claws into businesses and say, we'll shut you down if you don't do as we say. They scare people half to death. They want to use individuals to snitch on their neighbors and think of everyone as dangerous. I mean, this is diabolical stuff, Cheryl. What else, before we leave that topic here, what else can we do about the lies of the coronavirus? I mean, I'm sorry, but there's this massive mastodon? Pachyderm, an elephant in the living room. We know the virus is 99.9% non-lethal, and yet we're going around making believe that we're doing this to stop a virus. It's preposterous to me. It's like we're all saying the emperor has beautiful clothes. I just don't know when this is going to stop, and there's only one way to get it to stop, and that is to stop complying with a lie. Maybe there's something I'm missing and there's more we can do, but it's up to us to stop complying with a lie, isn't it?
You're not missing a thing. And that's why I'm worried that this is a runaway train that is not going to be stopped anytime soon. Because people, when they see these deceptions taking place, right, they may know that they're deceptions, but they want to know the answer to how to make it stop. And really, at this point in time, the only answer to make it stop is you as an individual stop participating in it. It's not a big group thing. It has to be one-on-one.
It has to come from each one of us. That's beautiful. We have so much to talk about. I want to talk about the election, too. Can you hang with me for another segment, Cheryl?
Sure, love to.
I would love to have you. We're going to continue with Cheryl Chumley here on the Power Hour. Karen Kettling filling in for Daniel Bregman. Stay tuned.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soil, so they can receive with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
If you eat an amount of food on a semi-regular basis, you're probably getting better quality food and healthier for your body than you're eating now.
Your products are GMO-free. There's no added MSG and no chemical preservatives or high fructose corn syrup. And you also have gluten-free products as well.
We have a great variety of very high quality products.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiatics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. This is Karen Cataline filling in for Daniel Brigman. We've been talking to Cheryl Chumley, who understands how everything is related to everything else. And I think a lot of people are starting to see that, you know, it's funny. The Trump family said, oh, this COVID thing will be gone after the election. And I was skeptical about that because I thought, well, it offers them way too many opportunities to put forth a truly deadly, diabolical plan to take away every single one of our rights that they've been wanting to for a long time. The hardest thing is admitting it, but they want to take away all the principles of the First Amendment and, of course, the Second, all of our God-given rights, including the right to assemble, the right to go to church, the right to speak. All of it is getting shut down before our very eyes, and the hardest thing is for people to actually admit it because it's so painful. You know, denial is a very powerful thing. Well, have you had some individuals or groups that you've spoken to that kind of it shocks people into reality that this is it? This isn't a dress rehearsal. These people are trying to shut down our freedom. I mean, I never thought I would say something like that, let alone have to acknowledge it. What do you think about that? And what gets people out of their denial about it?
Well, I've had feedback on my book from people that say they finish reading it and they are frightened as heck because everything is chronicled. You know, when you talk about the takeover of individual rights, this isn't a conspiracy. It's not a tin hat theory, that kind of thing. I just wrote last week a piece titled, The UN is Using Coronavirus to Take Over the World. And if you look at the UN's website and how yes. they've taken the coronavirus and adjusted their sustainable development principles to to go forward based on COVID-19 justifications, it's clear. This is the UN's own words. These are, you know, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's own words. So if you listen to what they say, I don't understand how you can deny it. It's harder to deny what's going on than it is to accept it, because these people, these globalists, these collectivists, these communists, they're not secret. They're out in the open speaking openly, boldly about their intents. And you don't have to be just a denier. You have to be deaf and blind and unable to hear and read in order to not acknowledge what's taking place.
Yeah, and that denial, though, which is a psychological protective mechanism for a lot of sometimes very good people, is something that we have to fight through, because how do you stand up against something, stand up against a lie, if you refuse to acknowledge that it's happening? I mean, I can't tell you the number of people, my dear husband and I have gone to restaurants, and of course they're shutting down Colorado again, and I live in one of the counties that fights this and is standing up, the county commissioners are standing up against it, but, you know, it is most definitely David against Goliath, which shouldn't matter. If you're in the right, you're in the right. And we ask a waitress to take her mask off so we can see her face for a minute, so we can see who she is. Some of them don't anymore. But the alienation that people experience is so stunning, that this is being imposed on people with no concern for their well-being, for their God-given liberty, for their all, because of a lie. And people will go to bat for it and be very, very angry if you tell them it's a lie. I don't even know if there's a question there, Shane. Just go ahead and comment, because it's like I rant so much. Thank God I can do talk radio, because my husband would kick me out. You know, thank God I have a platform. And I think everybody needs to use their platform. They all have a greater sphere of influence than they realize, to keep speaking up for the truth, because, you know, we're being a blanket of lies are being thrown over us. Okay, go ahead. I'm done. Go ahead.
it's, you know, nobody wants to feel helpless, right? So, okay, say you can push people past the stage of denying what's going on. Then the next question is, well, what can I do about it? And when you look at the scope of what it's going to take, you know, all the areas where government has infringed on our individual rights, you feel overwhelmed. You feel helpless. What can I do? I'm just one person. Yeah. And so this is where your faith comes in. This is where, if you are a believer, that you have to turn to God, and with prayer and petition. And let's not forget the repentance part that goes along with proper prayer. With prayer, ask God for what you as an individual, you as a community, you as a state can do to fight this. Because we're not here just because of secular reasons. We're here because we, in my view, we in the Christian camps were too silent for too long. In this country, since we're built on the idea that our rights come from God, not government, that's not just a blessing. It also carries a responsibility. And if we in the know, if we in the Christian camps haven't carried out that responsibility and insisted on a government that stands aligned on the side of God, aligned with Judeo-Christian principles, well, we're going to suffer the consequences for that. So this is where we're at. So yeah, things look overwhelming because we've allowed it to become overwhelming. But the hope is still in Jesus Christ, and the hope of this country still rests on the idea of God taking the helm and government being pushed back to its subservient proper role. And so we as individuals can look to God, but also stand strong in our individual ways. As you said earlier, rip the mask off. If you can join or create a protest movement, do so. Everybody has a voice, and it's incumbent on individuals to exercise their voice and fight for freedom right now.
So well put. Yeah, and that was beautiful. You mentioned repentance. This is kind of a tongue-in-cheek but mostly serious question. While good people are repenting for their sins, how do we get the bad people to repent? That's what I want to know.
Well, yeah, that is the question, right? Repent, turn
yes.
back.
Yes.
But you know, all we do, it's not individuals that bring people to Christ. It's the Spirit who does that. All we can do on the human side of things is commit to doing what we can. We commit to being the light and commit to speaking about God or speaking the truth about what's going on in the nation politically and culturally.
Yes.
It's up to God to move those, to move humans' hearts. And we just have to remember that, because we who want to fight and we who are strong and bold, our danger is that we forget we need God, right? We think that, well, we can do this on our own power, on our own strength. Okay. And, you know, we have to remind ourselves, too, that in the end, it's up to God to decide the course of this nation.
Yeah, Cheryl, let me give you, if I may, just since you mentioned Judeo-Christian and I put the Judeo in Judeo-Christian, I'm one of some. We're such a minority. Let me give you a similarity here in my tradition, which is, first of all, if I had a nickel for every time a conservative asked me, why are Jews so liberal? It's a 2-hour discussion. And even after that, you still haven't really covered all the bases yet. It is that we do have, just as the Christians do, a very, very large, we're a tiny population, tiny percentage of the population, but we have a very large, reform, liberal, politically, ideologically liberal, bunch of Jews. And they, by the way, are the ones that are the most, that are showing themselves to be the most dishonest. And that's not a stereotype, but I mean, every time, Jews come forward, very often they're very, very liberal and they're Jewish, not in theology, just in ethnicity. But what I was going to say is we have a Hebrew phrase called Tikkun Olam, which means heal the world. And the liberal Jews, the very religiously liberal and politically liberal Jews, have taken that to mean I'm going to heal the world. What it really means is heal the world under God. It doesn't mean you're going to be God and you're going to heal the world by yourself. It means you're going to heal the world under God. So I just wanted to let you know that there's many, many, many overlaps. And under the current circumstances in particular, Jews and Christians standing together for religious freedom,
absolutely,
for liberty, is so critically important. I stand 100% with the Christians who are on the front lines because Christianity is a huge, big threat. In fact, any people of faith are a huge threat to those that want to subjugate the populace and make themselves into gods. If you wouldn't mind, because you're just so much fun to talk to, maybe we could shift gears a little bit, Cheryl.
Sure.
And there's this little thing been going on since the election called election fraud. And you are you're a private investigator. I'd love to get your thoughts before we let you go. And we have some time here. Got 5 or 6 minutes
yeah.
left to talk about what you're thinking here. Are you cautiously optimistic that Donald Trump will get another term? I know that's so unfair to ask you, but I've weighed in. Do you think that there will be enough information to finally declare Donald Trump the next president of the United States? Because to say that there is that we're overturning the results of election, the results of the election really have not been determined yet. So what are your thoughts about all this election fraud coming on, and what do you think is going on and what might happen?
Well, my instinct is Trump won, But my instinct also is that he is going to be steamrolled out of the White House, and it will be Joe Biden, Kamala Harris administration come the new year.
I think that's
just my instinct. Hey, I'm not happy about it, believe me. Investigation.
Go near a window again. I'm losing you.
Really? Oh, how about now?
Okay, go.
I think what's going to come is that there are going to be enough investigations into election fraud that there are going to be some questions answered that Americans need answered. Right now, I don't trust our election process because I listened to Sidney Powell that the left and even some on the right like to say hasn't brought forward any solid facts and evidence yet, but the stuff that she says is common sense enough that, in my view, warrants investigation. And I just don't feel right going to vote right now and believing that my ballot will count. So I think that the investigation needs to go forward and that we need answers before the next election, because what Team Trump is putting out there, it makes sense to me. I could see the left using the ballot boxes and the software and the voting machines to their advantage this way. And if you look at historically in this country, there has been election fraud, actual cases of election fraud that have resulted in convictions. And not just one or two, hundreds. And not just decades ago, just 1984, 1994. There have been recent shenanigans at the ballot boxes. So I just think that the investigation that Trump is putting forward, it's not going to help him in the White House this time, but it is going to help if he makes a run in 2024, and it's going to help the American people to have integrity.
You finally found something with which I disagree. And, of course, I hope you're wrong and I'm right. We don't know.
Yes,
we're on the
too.
Same side. And that is, I'm confused by the fatalism of a lot of conservatives. I don't hear that fatalism in you, Cheryl. What I hear, though, among a lot of conservatives is this sort of learned helplessness that's saying, well, they've lied, cheated, and stolen before, and they're going to get away with it this time because they keep getting away with it. And they have so much writing on this, which is everything. Here's why I'm not willing to give it up. I mean, you're not saying give it up. You're saying
no. You
don't think that he's going to prevail. Here's the reason why I still believe that he could prevail and may well prevail. Number one, so much is riding on it. And the fact that when you steal an election, you're already a criminal, a crook, Joe Biden and the rest. And they've been proven again and again that there is nothing with which they will not do to get power back, and the contradictions are glaring and in your face. We're still holding the cards. If this goes to the U.S. House of Representatives, we have the votes. If this goes to the Supreme Court, it's not a guarantee, but we have the votes. Trump is still holding many of the cards. And just because the media anointed Joe Biden, which should make everyone suspicious and ought to for sure, that they're trying to shut down dissent as they always do, means that they're weak, that they have a weak case, because if they were strong, they'd say, go ahead, do what you want. Biden is the rightful winner. They're not saying that. They're not saying that at all. Remember when the shoe was on the other foot and Al Gore had the right to expend every last vote, right, and make sure that he did everything he could do. But, of course, Donald Trump doesn't deserve that right. They've been lying from the very beginning, and they're just extending the lie. That's my thoughts. What do you think?
I think your points are excellent, and I think that I would love to see Donald Trump prevail here. It's just I have a deep gnawing feeling in my stomach that he's not going to make it into the White House. I can't shake that instinct. That's all.
Yeah, and I understand that because our hopes have been dashed so many times before. And because now this chess game has come to a head, I mean, we put our hopes in Durham, in Barr, in all of these things, in exposing Hillary, and they just keep getting away with murder. I mean that figuratively, yeah. Not literally. They just keep walking away. And so I understand the frustration, but of all the times to give up hope and never give up faith, I mean, I'll tell you, Donald Trump getting into the White House on November 8th of 2016 was practically a religious experience for me because nobody expected him to, right? It really was.
Absolutely.
It's like, maybe God is not done with this country yet. Otherwise, why would a Donald Trump come along and come along now? That's all I'm saying. Nothing would make me happier than to be able to say, nah, 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 I told you so. And I hope conservatives do that because conservatives are much too nice. Much, much, much too nice. Tell everybody where they can get your book. Tell everybody what's your best words of advice on this week of Thanksgiving to give people hope, to stand up, to be strong, stand up for what you know is right. Cheryl Chumley.
Now, you know what? America is still the greatest nation in the world. American exceptionalism is still alive and well. And God, no matter how dark times get, is not done with this nation or its people. And for that, we should thank God heartily on Thanksgiving and every day. And you can find my book at CherylChumley.com or on Amazon, Target, Barnes & Noble. And I just, you know, I wish everybody the happiest of Thanksgivings.
Cheryl, you know, you're just such a pleasure to talk to. Thanks for your generosity of time and your connection held. And go get Cheryl Chumley's book, and I hope to talk to you again soon. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family, and I hope you have 50 people at your table.
With no masks.
No masks.
Thank you. God bless.
No masks. Very good. Thanks, Cheryl. Thanks for joining
us. Thank you.
Well, we have a little bit of time left for phone calls and a couple of final thoughts that I maybe want to lay on you here. So the number is 844-769-2944. Love to hear your thoughts. What are you doing for Thanksgiving? Are you going to limit your Thanksgiving because some government bureaucrat tells you to? The danger of that is mind-boggling, that any government, you know, our founders are rolling over in their graves, that any pissant politician could tell you who to have at your Thanksgiving table, how many people you're allowed to have at your Thanksgiving table. I believe beyond a shadow of a doubt that Patrick Wood is correct, that they are conditioning us bit by bit by bit to do as we're told, to do as we're supposed to, according to them, and to take orders from a bunch of people that in the United States of America are nothing more than government servants. And here's the question. This is why it's so deadly, I think. I keep coming back to this notion of a Faustian bargain. Now, I never had a classical education. I really love those who have. I went to a government school, which by then, when I was going to school, was a much better school than they are now. They at least taught civics. They at least taught reading and other things. The public today, many of them have been totally de-educated rather than educated about the brilliance of the United States of America and why it is so exceptional, as Cheryl Chumley said. But a Faustian bargain. Have you noticed that there's a lot of people falling by the wayside and falling to the dark side is the only way that I can put it. I still believe very strongly that in 2 weeks or less, we're going to get some of that evidence from Sidney Powell, a very, very distinguished attorney, about what she has. She's already shown that she's already pointed to the evidence. And yet there's a lot of people. Well, let me put it this way. She has mentioned that there will be people on both sides of the aisle, Republicans, too, who have made a deal with the devil, who didn't mind engaging in potential election fraud with Dominion voting systems, some of which had, until recently, and then they just disappeared, an office in downtown Denver. Republicans as well as Democrats, this is part of the reason why so many of them were so silent and quiet when they did have the House, the Senate, and the executive branch in the first 2 years of the president's term, and yet they did nothing. They didn't lift a finger. They did everything they could to sabotage this president. And Americans, conservatives watched this. They saw this, and they said, there are people making deal with the devil. Look at Fox News. All of a sudden, Fox News is resembling CNN. Unbelievable. There are people in our lives, we know, who are suddenly showing themselves for who they always were. And I believe that socialism, communism, and this deadly, this ugly ideology of government being God and all the things we've been talking about for the last two years, I believe that it preys on our weakest link. It preys on our greatest fears and our greatest weaknesses, whether it's sloth, it's greed, whether it's the need to have recognition, to be famous, to be lord over other people. Whatever our weakness, it seems that socialism and communism tends to appeal to that. And people have easily sold out. So on this Thanksgiving, I encourage you to don't sell out your principles. Speak out. Thanks to everyone at the Power Hour. I'm pretty much out of here. Thanks to HW, the guy with an IQ greater than that of a small soap dish. And tune in to Spouting Off Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, where that's where my talk radio home is. Thanks to everyone at Power Hour. Have a great Thanksgiving.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.